and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show on the NCRA radio stations. That's the National Campus and Radio Associations across Canada and across BC. I'm Kelly Rayburn on the controls, and we have Michael Ribbon-Cloggs today. Same good. As always on
is
our daily
good morning,
our
good afternoon.
Show.
I never get the time right.
Yeah, well, we never get the time right because mostly we're on mornings and in the afternoons. So
yeah, so I guess the time is kind of irrelevant.
That's right.
As long as you're listening to us and enjoying what we have to say,
mm-hmm.
right?
And we have a special guest.
Yes, we do have a special
familiar
guest.
Familiar to our show.
Familiar to our show.
And to our stations. If you're listening to us on Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, she's the lady who did the show.
I'm the French accent
the
on
French
air.
The French accent.
Yes.
They know
French
me
accent.
Like that.
The French connection.
Yeah,
that's what it is. our
favorite francophone.
Yes. Lawrence can tell.
Yes.
How
thank you
him?
For saying your name right, because I always butcher your name.
He butchered it too, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Good to be on the show. Welcome to the Community Living Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes.
It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. Well, it's an honor to have you. You know, it's an honor to, in a lot of ways, to also be your friend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Likewise.
Yeah.
And part of the community.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's part of what we do here at Co-op Radio is we build community.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I should say with any of the stations that we're out there, Kelly and I are out there to create community. We're committed to creating community. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Oh my God, my tongue needs a jump start today. So, and your
I am a producer.
Am I blowing your eardrums out with my voice? Is that it? I need to back away from the mic a little bit.
Yeah, we are too close to the mic, and so we are over-modulating.
Ah.
That's it. That's much better.
That's right. Kelly's on controls. He'll fix it. He makes it sound good. But one of the shows that you do, Make a Better World, all about community, right?
Yeah, this day I still do Make a Better World on Saturday at 9 a.m., the second and the fourth Saturday of the month. So we are not on air as often as we were before because it's time consuming. No, I mean, sometimes it's a bit difficult, but we're sharing the slot this day with two other great shows, Bike Like Me, all about biking for people that are not, who don't wear those lycra kind of stuff. So that's yeah, Mark. No, Mike doesn't like that. And the third Saturday, we share the slot with Talking Trash. They talk about recycling. So on Make a Better World, what we do, we give the one-hour show to an organization, an individual, someone who does something for the community. In the community, so sometimes it's theater people, but sometimes it could be we had not so long ago someone organizing workshop to be able to eat properly on a budget, so eat well, feel better. That kind of stuff. We had our friends from Free Geeks explaining. Oh, you can get all your equipment for cheap and recycle and reuse the stuff and use open source software. So, yeah, it's very, very broad mandate. So, and we also, from time to time, leave the slot to someone who wants to start a new show on Co-op Radio and has no idea how to do that. So they come and say, my God, it's a real job. Yes, a real commitment. So hopefully they come back. So yeah, that's what we do. And I worked on a bunch of other shows before too. Food Line Radio, Beautiful Minds Radio. That was my first show on Co-op Radio.
Now, with Food Line Radio, we had several people onto the show, including myself. And
yeah, Kelly was our first operator. He was the guy making sure I didn't do anything wrong when I was learning.
So I helped out with that. And we have two other guests on the show. We had Elodie.
Yeah, Elodie.
On the show. And
Alex is the producer.
Yeah,
so these days, yeah, Alex is still doing the show every Monday.
Yep.
Every Monday,
yeah,
at 8 p.m., I think. Elodie comes from time to time at the station, but not that often anymore. Mm-hmm. Very busy lady, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a bunch of people. We worked. We have way more people than that on the show. Yeah. This one we started. I arrived at Co-op Radio on Beautiful Minds, and because at the time we had a weird policy that said we couldn't train too many people to be operators at the time. It was a question of not having enough trainers. So I couldn't be trained, and I wanted to learn how to do the board. So what did I do? I started a new show because they didn't have the choice to train me. So,
there you go.
So that's Awful Line started because I really wanted to learn how to use the control board. And so that's how we started.
So you mentioned Beautiful Minds.
Destigmatizing mental illness.
What was the whole premise behind that?
Well, Beautiful Minds was a show about everything mental health. So I know I'm not pronouncing that properly, so please.
Mental health, you mean?
Yes.
So it's okay. People understand accent. Don't worry.
I know this one is an hard one. I don't have any H in my, silent H or anything in my... language. So, Beautiful Minds, destigmatizing mental illness. That's what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So it was a very well produced show with different segments. So a little bit what you do, with a personal story and a featured topic. So if we were talking about schizophrenia that day, we would have someone explaining their personal history with schizophrenia. And what's interesting, I think, in my case, is that I was aware of Co-op Radio before coming, years before coming at the station, but it happened that I started to follow a guy on Twitter. Hello, Dana, if you're listening to us. And Dana Gillis was one of the person working on Beautiful Minds. And so that's how I found Beautiful Minds. I say, wow, that's a great show. And I started to send him some ideas. And one day he got fed up and he said, hey, bring your ass to the station, meet the team, and come participate to the show. So that's how I came to the station. And at the time, I think I was in the middle of a big depression. I have bipolar disorder.
Right.
And that's why I connected with Dana, because he also has bipolar disorder. And I was at a time where I was trying to get out of that depression, because I have a kind of bipolar disorder. I have bipolar 2. So it means the spectrum is very, very broad. Some people are very, very incapacitated by the illness. It's not really my case. I don't do big. I'm a very functioning individual even when I'm sick. But still, there's time. The problem, for a very long time, I was able to get out of my depression because I had a very good support system. And that very good support system was mainly my dad. And unfortunately, when he passed, I lost that man because... in my family, that's a family affair, bipolar disorder. So for all his, he met my mom, I think, when they were 19. Mm-hmm. And my mom had a very severe case of bipolar disorder. So he was her caretaker. And when I got sick, in a way, he was very used to manage the situation.
Right.
So it was much easier for me growing up than it has been for my mom, because I had the support I needed. And when he passed away, I think I went in depression. But without really, knowing it or acknowledging the fact, because I was still able to do things as long as people made plan for me, Mm-hmm. If someone was in charge of the schedule, that was fine. If I was in charge myself, nothing would be done. And at some point, I had to say, okay, it's clear, you won't get out of that by yourself.
Right.
So I went back, I had to go to hospital, I met some... psychiatrist, and I got a formal diagnosis, because I've never been really formally diagnosed until I arrived in Canada. I had problems in France. People thought, the doctor thought I may be bipolar. I may have bipolar. People don't like to hear us say we are. And I wasn't diagnosed because it's difficult kind of illness that's very difficult to diagnose. Most of the people are diagnosed 20 years in the illness or something, because sometimes you recognize some of the symptoms. Depression is easy to recognize. The high part, the manic part of the illness can be way more difficult to diagnose, especially in people with bipolar 2, because we have high, but they're not as bad as the people who have bipolar 1, because in bipolar 1, you can't miss the problem. People become delusional very often. They can become paranoid. So it really depends, but their symptoms are very, very clear that something is, there's, right. It's very clear something is wrong. In my case, yeah, I'm delusional too, but I still make sense. So it's more difficult. So it's what's difficult to diagnose that. But I've been diagnosed officially in Canada, yeah. And at some point, because I was in a depression, I was almost unable to work at that point. And I had to do something with myself to get myself back on track. And so, yeah, that's why I started at radio. I started working on Beautiful Minds. I started my own show at some point, Food Line Radio. And I started also to really volunteer for the station. And it gave me kind of a schedule. It gave me something to wake up in the morning, to get up, to go somewhere, to work, to get back on track, to really start working again without the pressure of having to deliver anything, because I was a volunteer, they weren't paying me, so they got what they pay for some days. So it made me...
She's talking about they got what they pay for, but if you listen to... any of you out there who listen to her to Laurence's shows, they're all fantastic. Well, you do a great job. So.
Thank you. I think they're not so great, but I mean, there's good and bad days. But it was really a way of doing something, and especially coming to volunteer at the station to work a little bit, learn about how the radio station was working, to work with the staff, to learn new stuff. That's really what got me back on track to start again working properly, because, you know, another part of the thing, it's very clear for me these days that I will never be able to get back to a 9 to 5 job. There's no way I can do that anymore. I need to be able to take days off when I don't feel well. I need to be able to organize my time, because some days it's way more difficult to get out of bed than other days. And I need also, because my eye, my manic phases are not always bad. Sometimes they are super productive, super enthusiastic. I need to be able to take advantage of that when it happens. Because unfortunately, it's always followed by a depression. So at the very least, you do the job for 6 months during that 6 weeks. And after that, you sleep for the next... Well, I mean, it's different for every person. But I really need to be able to manage my my time in a way that's good for me. So I'm a freelancer. That's what I work on many different jobs, because I have very short attention span too. What's interesting with radio station is that I'm still here 5 years later, 5 years later, which is super unusual for me. I started 5 years ago, I think, at the station, something like that. Yeah, we talk about...
Because I know you started shortly after I did.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think we started Food Line probably at the same time as Aloha Monday, so a bit after them. So 5 years ago, I think, something like that.
Yeah. Sure. 5 years ago...
4.5 years ago.
Maybe was that, but maybe more than 5 years ago, I joined Community Living Show under Dave and Lori Sherritt.
Yeah, you were already doing the Community Living Show when
we arrived, both of us at the station.
Yeah, you were already here when because you actually were one of the people to help me train me with the board.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But so, part of it, I was also a host. When I first started. So I remember coming in to Co-op Radio here and saying, you know, I knew, and of course I was over with Dave and Lori Sherritt and the people there. They needed something to make the show improvements.
Right.
That was the thing. And most of the people were elderly people. They were from the People's First of BC, and they were volunteering their time doing this radio station, doing the self advocacy right. situation. So I came in just to make my point for people with autism like myself. So it was more open minded to the community. So that's mm-hmm. my yeah. kind of thing. Of
yeah,
but that's exactly what we were doing with Beautiful Minds too, to show people that, because almost everyone on Beautiful Minds, almost all the people talking on air had a mental illness. And people, you told me, Michael, the first time I told you I have bipolar disorder, that you couldn't, you wouldn't have known that if I haven't said that.
No. And the funny part to that is I grew up with, my father was bipolar.
Yeah, but I mean, it also totally depends on the where you are on the spectrum, and also how you are able to manage the problem. Yeah. I mean, as I said, it's a family problem for me. For, I mean, it's a family affair for me. My mom had bipolar, what I think would be two today, too, because at the time we were really talking about manic depression. Mm-hmm. And she had terrifying, she's been hospitalized a number of times for depression. Her eyes weren't that bad, but she would be, you know, super super enthusiastic about everything, and she would spend money on stuff that she would regret 5 days later and stuff. And I think my grandfather, her dad, it's very clear for me these days that he had bipolar disorder too, but unfortunately he was living in a time where having a mental illness was way worse than being a drunk kind of guy, if you see what I mean. He was automedicating that way. Yeah. He never received a diagnosis. He never did anything, and he was really not a nice guy when he was drunk. And mm-hmm. so my mom had a very bad childhood for that, and I think she didn't have the tools that my dad was able to give me, because he was managing with that. And right. unfortunately for her, she didn't have the support system that would have made her life a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. And I do think when people say, you know, I have a bit of a problem when people will tell you, oh, that's your bipolar, you know, as if it wasn't you. But it's still part of who you are. And there's two things. There's the illness that brings stuff to your life, and there's also the life you had, the way you were raised, the people you were, right. who were surrounding you, that makes stuff easier or not so easy for you. Because, I mean, if you've been given, I know a bit, enfin, we both know Kelly's mom. She's a very positive woman. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great thing for you. It's a great asset to have someone who's so, who believes in you and who gives you the tools to do something
right.
with your life. And I think it's an important part of who we are. And to go back to radio station, yeah, it gives us also the opportunity to show people that, hey, we're able to do stuff.
Well, some of why we do what we do is because we actually tell when we bring guests on mm-hmm. that they can present some support systems or some support writings or something mm-hmm. to help people see that, hey, it doesn't have to be
a struggle every day.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe those presentations that your quote-unquote illness would present to you could be seen as gifts and not as...
Yeah, I mean, there's a really good... I mean, right. in my case, there's some stuff, as I said, I don't really... I have two kind of eye. Some of my eye are, I'm very frustrated because the stuff don't work as fast as I would like. I don't get... But when it's positive, it's super, super positive. I have bright ideas. I'm able to do an incredible amount of things. So it's not that bad. And I mean, I'm a moody animal, so what? So, we can work with what we've been given.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we're all very familiar with Access TV. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about a few women I met yesterday at Access TV. But I feel
we need a break. We'll talk about that later. Access TV after Kelly takes us to this break.
Yes.
So we'll be back in a moment. You're tuning in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus Marines Networks. The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of each year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting exclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. For more information, contact your local stations about the National Access Day.
Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
All right, you are tuning in to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. My name is Kelly Rayburn, and I'm on the controls, and Michael Rubin is with me, and Lawrence is our special guest, who's on Co-op Radio, CFR 100.5 FM, on the station that you're hearing to us live now. So,
yeah. And she does lots of wonderful programming.
She does.
A lot of it in French.
I did that in French at some point, where I had a show called Excuse My French.
Yeah, I love
that
show.
Community French.
Right? Yeah, no, we will come back to that, but probably in the podcast way.
Yes.
Yeah, you were going to
talk about Access
TV. I love to help you with that. But we're going to talk about Access TV.
We were talking about Access TV, because we are, the three of us are involved on... from time to time with Access TV. Access TV.
I'm partly off because I'm working, so.
Access TV.
But it's open to everybody.
Community TV program. Yes. We're not on TV anymore because problem with the.
It was with Shaw Community Television that pulled us out completely.
Killed it. And so
it was similar to. Speaking of which. We did have cable FM at the time, and that was and again Shaw pulled it out again, so it was like no to this, no to that, everything. It was
Deborah, our fierce leader on Access TV, is actually discussing with Cactus. You know, it's the association to save TV, community TV, and they're discussing right now. They will discuss with the with Melanie Joly. Or minister to discuss about giving back money to community programming for TV, media, radio. And so we're working on that. So that wasn't my point when we started to talk about that. Yesterday, I met two wonderful women at Access TV. They were guests. And Stephanie and Jacqueline Coe. And they have... okay, let me check my notes to give you their name properly.
She's
because
serious. She pulled out the
Opera
phone.
Opera Mariposa. Opera Mariposa. That's the name of Jacqueline is a singer, but they do Opera Mariposa, and they organize soon, and they will be on Make a Better World to talk about that. By the way, in May, they're organizing a big fundraiser every year. For fibromyalgia, say that properly.
Fibromyalgia.
Yes. And ME too. That's another.
Oh, myoencephalitis.
Yeah, because they both suffer from it.
Oh, okay.
And
sometimes they go hand in hand.
Yeah. So they both suffer from it, and I mean, they are beautiful artists. And they have a very hard time with their illness, but still, they're on stage, and on a regular basis, they organize, they finish their season usually by organizing a big fundraiser. And I think last year they got $50,000, which is great.
And if you want more information on fibromyalgia...
They should actually, we have a connection to the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation in Langley, B.C.
So... if you want any information on that, do you have
any? I believe it's fibromyalgiawellspringfoundation.org.
Okay, all in one word for that matter. Yeah. Okay.
Look them on Google. But what also what was part of what they were discussing? So they were on Access TV to talk about their next fundraiser, but they were also talking about the fact that the illness is still very. A lot of doctors don't even know about what they're talking about, and so very often people are not diagnosed. It takes years, and they had a very, very great mom who really, really had to insist that no, it wasn't that her daughter didn't want to go to school, because it started when they were fairly young.
Oh, okay.
And so that wasn't it. So they had to look for something else, another problem, and finally they found it. And but it took forever, and what they really want to do is to explain what that illness is and isn't, and to educate people. So that's what we are all doing, I think, here on the station.
Well, we had actually Cheryl Young from the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation on here, and I still do a lot of work with her.
Mm-hmm. And we also had her on television too.
Yeah, we had her on Access TV also. Mm-hmm. Right after we walked across British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And almost to Alberta.
Yes. Actually, officially, we walked to Camor.
Okay. Yeah. That's where you went.
Yeah, but we said to Banff because not too many people know where Camor is, which I'm going to give some kudos to the town and city of Camor, because they really support people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. Of all types. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
And that's another, since we're talking, in 2 weeks we have a fundraiser at the station to Spring Member Drive at the station. And a big part of the project we're working on right now at the station is to be more inclusive of people with disability. Because it's not that we don't have people with disability at the station, but it means we have... Unfortunately, if you're on a wheelchair, that's a bit of a nightmare to come at the station.
Yeah.
If you are blind, you can't use your website. I know there's a bit of stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's really one of the big projects that people like you, Subbox Radio, other people at the station are working on to make sure we become more inclusive and we have tools for everyone.
Right.
And we have some beautiful projects coming on that. So if you give to the station, think about that. Think about that. You're making things. We're working at making things easier for everyone.
Right.
Unfortunately, we had the confirmation we won't have a wheelchair ramp, permanent one, to enter the station. It's a bylaw problem.
There's something about there isn't enough sidewalk or something like that to enter the building or something.
Yeah, so we won't have that.
Crazy.
So it makes things super difficult for people with wheelchair, because we have a foldable one. That's what you would say, something that we can. And or you go
which
by,
has been stolen a few times.
Yes,
it has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be very careful with that. So up. You use it and you bring it back inside one of the office somewhere. And right now that's the PHS who has it. So they're trying to not get it stolen again, but not that easy.
Yeah.
Or you can use the back alley, but no one wants to use the back alley to come inside the station.
There's also, we had some issues of going into the studio, the pad's broken.
Yeah, well,
last week or two.
Yeah,
it was last week.
That's another story. I think someone was very unhappy with us or needed a bit of plastic, and that's the only thing they found around. So yeah, we were locked outside of the station, and our amazing executive director spent his Sunday at the station opening the door to the people who wanted to come.
Yeah, exactly.
So I shouldn't laugh, because he had a very bad week, Brian.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of stuff he was telling me. I was happy on Sunday morning. I was having my breakfast, working from a coffee shop. I was happy. It was beautiful. And you sent me a message with a picture that someone broke the furnace. Come on.
I guess we shouldn't laugh because our executive director, he's new to us also.
Yes, 6 months now.
Yeah.
And no, he's been doing a great job.
Yeah, he does a fantastic job.
And it's just it's a bit frustrating sometimes. Those kind of stuff are frustrating. So yeah, he's been trying really hard to make the station a little bit more inclusive, bring more people at the station from all backgrounds. And sometimes it's a bit tricky when we have problem like that. But hey.
Yeah.
So that's Co-op Radio.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
People powered, volunteer powered, volunteer powered.
But we're family.
We're family. A big, happy, dysfunctional family as every kind.
Isn't every family dysfunctional?
Of course. So that's perfectly normal. So. And also, we're talking about some of us are way more, open about our disabilities, mental health problem, but I can tell you that there's a lot of people at the station who arrived at the station because they were they had a hard time in their life, and really working at the station, doing their show is really what make their lives better. So that's brightened their life.
And I will say this on a personal level: I found my purpose.
Mm-hmm. And there's by doing this show,
yeah.
There's a lot of people like that. We have a lot of friends saying, I don't feel heard, and when I come at the station, I think, I have a purpose. I'm able to express myself.
Yeah.
And
Speaking of radio, you were going to talk about someone, it's a hockey person?
Oh, yes. As we all know here in Canada, hockey is the rah-rah sport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
we're already in the playoffs as well.
That's
the NHL.
The Canucks made it?
No.
NHL. No, the NHL is, of course, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But this was actually my minor league hockey, Humboldt, Saskatchewan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there was an unfortunate bus accident. And this is the level of dedication to the volunteer broadcasters that we are, he was on the bus with his team, and he was killed with his team. The
broadcaster. But there's also one of the young guy, the guy who was, I don't know how to say that. You know, keeping track of the scores and all the statistics for the statistic for the. So there were two people from the radio station. So there was a broadcaster who seemed to have. He was really good. So he was the host and people explaining, commenting the show. And you had a young guy who had autism. And he was the one taking care of all the statistics for them.
The statistics, yeah.
And he found this purpose with them too. And everyone was really... sorry for everyone, of course. But that's all. He found something to do, and he was very happy to be there because he was able to use his very, kind of an unusual mind, the way his brain was working, to do something that he loved.
Right.
And to be useful.
One of the people who actually does some of our voice announcements, Earl Thomas. He knew some of the folks that help in Humboldt because he's been connected for years to minor league hockey here in BC.
He has a project with the guy there to do some radio show around sports and you want to pitch your idea, Kelly? That's the moment.
And also Kelly. That's how Kelly met Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Was
I was doing the music and he did the announcement.
Yeah.
Grandview Steelers. If you want to check them out, I think they're still on Sundays in the afternoons at Burnaby Winter Club.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be if you enjoy a lot of minor hockey. That was the also thing we were hoping to do for Co-op Rio is to do community sports, similar to like that. I know CHL does all of that on the major sports stations, but I was hoping to do a kind of like a community sports, like the Junior Hockey League, that sort of thing, on to Co-op Radio. I know UBC does university sports. I was just hoping that we would do community sports, kind of like live type. And if it was, I wouldn't say if it was live, but I mean, if we were doing it in, there were other shows on, have to be prioritized on Co-op Radio, we probably would have done it on online. On cooperative.org.
Well, you know what?
Like
we're starting, we were discussing about podcasts, so we will expand our podcast because right now, when you're on Co-op Radio, you can find your archives online.
Yeah.
But we're working at having some podcasts because, you know, sometimes people have a great idea, but it doesn't fit the regular schedule we have on radio station that is being 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, 1 hour. Some people, and on a regular basis, if we can.
But that's the beauty of it, because if the show is on the show, then there's also internet as well. You can also stream it online.
What I'm saying is that right now we will be able to put online more project that we can't really put
true.
On air.
Well, true.
Through, as I told you, that through doing radio, I discovered my purpose. So I also discovered that, hey, I can make a business out of this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what we both do, actually.
There's some of the content that we develop, the podcast for people, like financial advisors, don't really fit in with the co-op community per se. But if we were to have a separate podcast section online where people can just click and listen to it,
it's
it
coming.
Would be a good place for that sort of thing.
We're not
right?
making any promise on that, but that's really a project we would love to develop at the station to have more things. So that's, an opportunity to do stuff that don't really fit for various reasons on air, but to have something we can do on a more regular basis online.
Yeah.
That's a great part. And as you said... we found our purpose, but it's also something both of us, we work online, we're freelancer, Michael and I.
Yeah.
And it also opened the kind of work we were able to do because it gave us more ideas, more connection about how we could use our skills to make money, which is always good because volunteering is nice, but paying the bills is...
Yeah, well, you know.
It's nice too. It's like,
well, the object is to break enough even that...
We can just pay the bill. We're not even asking to be millionaires or something like that. No, paying the bills, being
just
comfortable in life. We live in the...
Hey, I like having a full tummy having like
yeah,
having
yeah,
a
no, that's
you?
Good, that's good, that's good. And some of us are living in Vancouver, in the city. There's not getting any better on price wise.
I will say this, that I am fortunate in comparison to a lot of people because we, my wife and I, we've been in the same place for quite a number of years. So we got locked in at a lower rent rate. Even with the increases, we're still below market value. but market value in the GVRD for rent is like... We're talking $1,100 to $1,200 a month is what the average is, and that's for a one-bedroom apartment.
No, it's not in Vancouver. In Vancouver, the city considers that $1,800 is fair price for a one-bedroom.
Yeah, it's spreading out as far as the limits of. Langley Township.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you look at the
but,
average,
but the thing is, even the suburbs are getting more and more expensive because everyone is leaving Vancouver to live in the suburbs.
Yeah,
so everyone.
So, honestly, I think to find cheap rent now, you have to go as far out as Hope.
Yes,
and that's kind of that's way out there, isn't it?
So that's why you start making a podcast in your basement because there's no way you're coming to the station.
Now you're talking public. Now you're talking BC Transit, not TransLink in general. So
we're
we can do that too.
We're well into BC Transit. If BC Transit goes
it's
as far
outside,
as
outside, it goes as far as Hope. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
TransLink's more general in Greater Vancouver. So.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting that to find the cheaper rent, you actually have to push way far outside of what the GVRD
would choose. Also, to bring the discussion back to the topic of the show, it makes it also extremely difficult for some people with disability to go around and do stuff, simply be out of
and
that.
We will get back to that thought in a second. Right, Kelly?
This is Community Living Show. We will be back in a moment. The Community Living Show is stories for the people with disabilities, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and many other issues, along with accessibility issues. If you want to participate and are a member of any of the NCRA radio stations, including this station that you're listening to in the area, or if you have any story idea and want to become involved in the technician personnel, please email us. Our email address is communityliving@gmail.com. No experience necessary. People with disability or non-disability are welcome to the show.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
East Side Story on Co-op Radio 100.5 FM. Listen and reason with Aisha every second Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Blend your ears and thoughts on topics such as humanitarian issues, social justice, activism on homelessness, poverty, injustice here at home in Canada and around the globe. East Side Story comes to you every second Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. on Co-op Radio 100.5 FM.
Odibere, Odiboshe,
Odibere,
Odiboshe,
Odibere,
Odiboshe.
You're tuning to Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. Actually, we played that because we our thoughts and sympathy for Aisha Ipil. We give our thoughts and prayers for her because
she's been in hospital for 1 month. She had a big problem.
And she is part of our community on
the
show.
She's been for more than 15 years. She, the PRA you played is for East Side Stories, who airs every other week, every other Monday at 4 p.m. on Co-op Radio.
Yeah.
Next Monday, this Monday, that will be Don Larson with Men and Hastings. But Don has also been covering for Aisha since she's been in hospital. So we are very, very grateful for that.
So our thoughts and prayers are given over to her. And
If you follow our social media, we will start campaigning for her soon because there's a little bit, there's not much we can do. It's also, it's also another debate, but Aisha is from Ghana originally, and her only next of kin in Canada is her 12-year-old son. And it made things extremely difficult because she had nothing. She did not really have any papers saying, if something happens to me, we want that person. I want that person to be the one taking care of my business or things. So right. It's been extremely difficult for the people trying to help her to get information and to do that right. as best as we can. If you know Aisha, just know that her son is well taken care of. He's with friends.
Good.
Emmanuel is perfectly, he's as okay as he could be. And we will start a campaign for Aisha soon to make sure when she comes back.
Mm-hmm. And of course, yeah. I remember a few times when I come over to this show, when you're away, or maybe when you're here, she sometimes helps out with the
Station. She's cleaning. Yeah. She's making sure the station is spotless.
She's keeping it, she keeps the place spotless. And
so she's a great woman. She's involved in many communities. She speaks French.
Yeah.
She is, of course, part of the drummers and African drummers community that you can find here. Dancers too, because she was a dancer. She was a drummer for a very long time. She's passionate about music. And when she comes back, we're making sure that when she gets out of hospital, she still has a show on Co-op Radio. So you may not hear Isai's story for quite a while.
Yeah.
But the slot is here. She will come back at some point, and we will be more than happy to be here with her when she comes back.
All the best to her.
Yes.
And her family as well.
So, what were we talking about? Transit system? Do you wanted to talk about?
Well, I think we're
about
talking,
our final segment here.
We're talking about rent.
Yeah,
and how far off rent is from actually what they pay most people with that are receiving disability.
Yeah,
and the limitations of that.
The limitation and a big part of the problem. There's two parts the way I see it, because, you know, when we talk about mental illness, we talk a lot about Galerie Gachet, who's in the neighborhood, in the downtown east side. They had to move. They're still in the neighborhood, thanks for us. But they lost a big part of their funding, because these days, Vancouver Coastal Health thinks that you need to give the money to the people who give treatment. So it would mean drugs and stuff like that, real doctors. But that's a very big... That's a small part of... what makes you feel better, in a way, what makes you recover for any kind of, what makes you get out of your house, because you are going to see your doctor, but going to do some arts with friends, socializing is a very big part. So we have the problem of people being pushed away from the big cities, the big center where all their support system is. And also, we have all those support systems disappearing because there's no funding anymore for foundations who are trying to do arts with people. So there's some new foundation coming. But I mean, it's super difficult for them.
Well, I know you talk about not being able to get out and things like that. When we talked about fibromyalgia and myoencephalitis, and I'm going to toss in there also chronic pain.
Sure.
Because I suffer from chronic pain. I have different conditions that cause inflammation to build up in my body that it's like sometimes it's very difficult to get up. I know I get up and people always see me strutting around smiling, strutting around with the high heels on and everything. Mm-hmm. But what you don't see after the door closes sometimes is like, oh my God, I just and it can be difficult to get up and get out. But when you have that support system,
you have something
it's
to
a
look,
lot easier.
Yeah, and you have something to look to to look for in your day, and it makes a lot of difference when you're able to do that. And because I think we're all very good at wearing masks, you know, being smiling.
Yeah.
It's not always the way we feel. And it's super important to be able to socialize, no matter. Mm-hmm. What kind of problem? I mean, you didn't even have to have problem. You need to socialize anyway. That's a basic need. That's a basic need.
Human beings are social animals, you know, and we need that touch
and we need to make sure everyone can access place and can reach out and can find something we found our purpose on radio. Great. Yeah. I mean, it could be anything else, but you need to be able to go there first.
Yeah.
To access the place first.
Yeah.
I think it's a big deal.
Mm. So, matter of fact, one of the reasons why I was running behind today, I was just like, I was had trouble sleeping because of restless legs, and it's like, well, I finally did fall asleep, and it's like, oh no, the alarm goes off. I was like, can I hit the snooze one more time? No, it can't. And it's like out the door we go. But yeah. It was like, but I knew I had to be here.
It's like my cell phone had to be right around 7 or 8 o'clock, trying to get the alarm going on, and of course it did go off, and I'm like, oh, do I have to go to the radio station or not? But
yeah.
But it's our daily lives.
Yeah.
That's what we do. And it's not just radio, but it's also work. It's also making the start of the day more different than you normally do.
Yeah, and when you start your day, you have more chance to be able to do more things during the day. So
right. The
earlier you start, and if you have something nice to do in the morning, there's chance that it will carry you all day long.
Yeah.
So that's.
So what's better than being able to speak on radio with a couple of friends, right? What's better than that, right?
No, seriously, that's a nice way of. Some people who have their brunch right now. We're at the station and we're discussing, and that's cool. And we hope you have a nice brunch listening to us, by the way.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yes.
So, what's happening next? I think the people from all over the map are here. No?
I was going to talk about, it's probably for 2 weeks now that Co-op Rio's been on doing pledge drives. Right? Mm-hmm. So, we've done
the Spring Member Drive. I was told it's the official name.
Yeah. So, we do the Spring and Fall Membership Drive. What's been going on for you on those pledge drives?
Well, we will have a special show on Make a Better World because we're starting the campaign. You should have a nice paper saying that somewhere here. I think it's the 27 or the 20. That's of April, and it goes to May 6, I think.
Right.
It should be somewhere. Who removed the paper? Whatever. So it's in 2 weeks for us. So we will have a special from Make a Better World where the station staff will come and explain everything we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the station, what we want to do. So we have different way of pledging. You know, it's not... But we want new members, too. We want, of course, that you renew your membership, that you come, that you become part of the station, that you volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
We also want new members, for sure. We're trying to reach more people, a little bit everywhere. We have beautiful projects coming, as I say, a lot around accessibility, too. So that's really something we want to do. So when you contact us... You know, if you don't want to wait 2 weeks, you go on our website, coopradio.org.
Mm-hmm.
You locate the big purple button saying donate.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can go there, and you can choose the show. You know, as programmers at the station, we have, that's part of our contract, we fundraise for the station. So we all have a specific goal to reach every year.
Mm.
And so when you give money to the station, you choose the show you like the most. Or you can choose several. We can split. There's no problem there. Choose the show you like. The money that you give to the station will be credited to the show's fundraising goal. So that's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
you also have two other shows combined with Make a Better World. You have Bike Like Me.
Yeah, and Talking Trash.
So Bike Like Me is on the first Saturday of the month.
Yeah.
And then Talking Trash is on the third.
Yeah. And you can totally choose. When you go on the website, you will find us all under the same banner because that's the way the website works.
Mm-hmm.
But online, you can totally choose which one you want. I would say too that Mike, who does Bike Like Me and Make a Better World, we have already reached our yearly fundraising goal.
Mm-hmm.
So we will probably ask you to pledge for other shows when we do our own show. And you know, sometimes you think some people, you don't hear them because some people don't feel really really good asking for money. And so some shows are a little shy about that. But it doesn't mean they don't need the money, you know. And some people do a wonderful job at the station, treating public affairs issues, bringing guests. So don't hesitate and make sure you give to a show. Everything is important.
If you guys like listening to us, trust me.
So do we have anything on our show that we're going to be doing on Pledge Drive? That's in 2 weeks. Just to let you know.
Okay, so what actually could actually happen for us is we will have a special campaign running with the Semi-Ammo Self-Advocates.
Yeah, we were talking
about that. And they are actually going to help us with one of the memberships, okay? So that we'll actually look more uploaded with the memberships. But just because you see that there's a lot of memberships that we actually actively go to groups and ask them to become members so that they can go out and help us fundraise to actually still need the money part.
Yes.
So we're member rich, but we still need the money, the actual dollars to come in for our show.
Absolutely.
To keep us going. So
yeah, that keeps us, because producing a weekly 1 hour of show is not cheap. And that's part the station give us the opportunity to have our voices heard, so that's what we give back to the station. So just to be clear,
somebody told me that an hour show on our show cost about $700 or more.
No, more than that. It's more than that. It's more than 1,000 per year.
Close to that.
And it's just to be sure. So the member drive will be on from April 27, that's a Friday, to May 6, that's a Sunday.
All right.
And there will be some special programming at that time. I mean, the Sunday afternoon show will be doing a big thing with live music, and we will have probably open doors where you can come at the station and record your own voice, test the studio, talk with the programmers, try your concept if you want. We will record you and do something with you.
Thanks. We'll have some fun with it.
We will have
Thank
fun.
You very much, Lawrence. Yeah.
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you, Michael. Hope
Thank
to
you.
See you all again next week. Hopefully we will have a show next week before the Shemiamu project thing that we might be doing.
Next week there's no show.
There's no show. For Earth Day.
Yeah, it's a wetland project, so 24 hours of slow radio. You will hear birds and
so
things.
That's on the co-op radio side. For everybody else, we still have our regular show that we have next week. All right, so
not on co-op radio.
Not on co-op radio.
For those of you listening to co-op radio.
But if you're listening to us co-op radio, we are on co-op radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. We're streaming online at co-opradio.org. We broadcast every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. On Tuesdays, we're on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. We broadcast Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. On Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m., catch us on Nanaimo at CHLY 101.9 FM and streaming online at CHLY.ca. We're also on the NCRA Program Exchange, www.previous.ncra.ca. Thank you very much, all.
And I will actually mention that we can be searched for now on the Spreaker app.
That's good. All right. So have a great day, and we'll see you all again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get and use in my name. Oh, you think you broke my heart, oh boy, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care, I don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I've been moving on.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiem, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiem, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail. Won't you come back, son, to Northumberland? Won't you come back, son, to Northumberland? They'll skin you